This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So welcome to this week's Halacha slot. As promised last week, we're going to be discussing saying Nishmas as a Segula. Last week, we discussed a quick review of Nishmas Part 1. We discussed lots of things. We discussed the origins of Nishmas, the authorship of Nishmas, some of the basic themes. Let's just quickly review what we said last week. The origins of Nishmas, they feature in a Gemara, in a Mishnah, in Pesachim, Kuf Yud Zayin, on the base, going over the Omud, and it's something we say on Seder night. The Gemara refers to it as Birchas Hashir, and it's a machlokas what that means, but one man, the Omud, says Nishmas. Tosfos points out that we say both, and there are other references, the Gemara in Brachos and Tess on the base, but clearly the origins of Nishmas go back to very early sources. Who is the author of Nishmas? We discussed that last week. The Machzor Vitri was very clear who it wasn't. But others say it's one of the Tanoim, Shimon ben Shetach, Shimon bar Yochai. Other Rishonim attributed to the Goinim. The Mardochai in Pesachim says perhaps it goes back as far as the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. When did it become part of Shabbos Tefillah? Again, a Machlokas, the Amoraim, the Goinim, etc. The basic themes of Nishmas we also explored last week. We can never fully thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We use everything we have to praise Hashem. And lastly, not to stop asking. Even amidst the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we continue to ask him for further chesed and help. Why Shabbos morning? Various suggestions we gave last week. Now, what we're going to do today is to discuss this aspect of saying Nishmas as a segula. So there are three things we're actually going to explore. Number one, is can Nishmas be said on a weekday? There are sources about that. Number two, is there indeed a segula to say Nishmas? And third of all, is it only during an Esora or can it be preventative as well? So let's go through one by one. Can Nishmas be said on a weekday? Well, first of all, the Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchos Lulav in Siman Tov Reish Samach Dalet Sif Aleph, when it comes to Hoshana Rabbah, B'yom Shvi, says the Mechabesh, Hoshana Rabbah, Nagim Lahabus B'mizmorim, K'mobi Yontof, we know that Hoshana Rabbah morning, the Pesukei Dezimra is like Shabbos morning, says the Ramah, however, V'ein Omrim Nishmas, we don't say Nishmas on Hoshana Rabbah morning, says the Mishnah Berurah, to Be'emes Huchol, because in reality, in essence, Hoshana Rabbah is a weekday, and therefore it's not appropriate to say Nishmas, which would seem to suggest that it's not appropriate to say Nishmas on a weekday. Furthermore, there is a tshuva of the Michtam LeDavid. The Michtam LeDavid, David Pardo, is an 18th century Sephardi gadol, and he was a mechutan of the Chidah, and he was asked a particular question about someone who forgot to say Nishmas. It was Shabbos morning, or Yom Tov morning, and he went straight through, let's say, from Oz Yosher, and he forgot Nishmas, and he concluded, and he said, Yishtabach, what to do? Should he say Nishmas there and then? Or should he wait until after Shemoneh Esrei? So, in answer to that question, it's a longer, more involved answer. But in short, he says, Yosha Nira Li Poshet Sheyemar Nusham Mikamatame, that you should say there and then Nishmas after Yishtabach if one forgot it before and not wait till later. But then, Derech Agav, he goes on to say, the Seder Nishmas, and by the way, it's the second box on the handout. If you're listening online, you would like the handout, j.golker@gmail.com. I'll gladly send it to you. For say the Nishmas there, yesh by ktsas dimyon lahalel. There are parallels of Nishmas to Halel. For chihechi de bahalel ein lachaboyel mekayim mevishaitoi hachanami b'say the zeh. Just like Halel, it's appropriate to say it only on Rosh Chodesh. We don't say it every day. We say it on Rosh Chodesh. We say it Shabbos. We say it Yom Tov. Well, so too when it comes to Nishmas, there are reserved times to say it, namely Shabbos and Yom Tov. So these sources suggest that it's not appropriate to say Nishmas on a weekday and it should be reserved for Shabbos. Now, I'm well aware that it has become quite popular to say Nishmas during the week. Rebbetzin Kanievsky, Zecherin Lerocha, she popularized it. And I know that I understand that still even today there are groups of people who go to the Kaisel at midnight on every night or Thursday night. And I know someone told me that here in London, there are a group of very holy women who at 10 o'clock at night, they say Nishmas, they sort of tune in and tap in, connect to those people in Eretz Yisrael who are saying Nishmas then. Again, no doubt, these are holy people and they don't need my approbation at all. And no doubt there are sources for why they do it. And Rebbetzin Kanievsky, no doubt, has absolute sources and authority to do this. But I certainly haven't come across sources for it. And therefore, it seems the two sources that I found suggest that it's better to say it on Shabbos, not taking away from anything which they do. But regarding the segula of saying Nishmas, and again, this is popularized in recent times, but is there really a segula to say Nishmas? Well, I have come across sources which definitely say there is a segula. Again, the Shal is in Tshuva of Michtam Nadavid, which I just mentioned. In that Tshuva, Chelek in Erechaim, Simon Yud Gimel, he says, Nimtzakosov, Lamishu Be'ei Sara, someone who is undergoing a particular difficulty, She Yidder, he makes a neder. That when he is he overcomes this sorrow, Kodesh Baruch Hu answers him and sends some sort of Yeshua, some sort of salvation, he will say Nishmas Kol Chai. So the segula is, says the Michlam LeDavid, that when a person is undergoing a particular difficulty, whatever the crisis may be, whatever the tzara may be, he undertakes that when he gets through it and the Yeshua comes, that he will say Nishmas. That is a segula. And that is also quoted by the Kaf HaChaim and the Ben Ish Chai. The Kaf HaChaim, again at the top of the next page in our Chaim, Simon Reish Pei Aleph Oisches, says, Kabbalah Miodeinu Rebbe Yehuda HaChosid. We have a tradition from Rebbe Yehuda HaChosid that Sheshevach Nishmas Kol Chaim Misugul Al Kol Tzor Shloi Tovo in the Kabbalah Odom Al Atzmai Kashiyyeh Nitzam Men Alem Nishmas Kol Chai. That again, when a person is undergoing some difficulty, that he undertakes there and then, that when he gets through it, when he has a solution, a Yeshua, a salvation to this problem, he should say Nishmas, B'toidav Kol Zimra, B'fnei Asara, O'boi Nitzuna Rabim, and that, through that, many people have been saved. Interestingly, he said to say it in front of 10 people. The Ben Ish Chai, when he quotes this Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid, said, doesn't mention that. He says, Shevach Zed Nishmas Kol Chai, Hu Yokor Mu'ula Ma'id. This praise of Nishmas is a very special, elevated, beautiful tefillah. The tzorich la'omrei b'ne'ima, he should say it with a pleasantness, with a sweetness. V'hu mesugul al kol tzorich she'odem omid bo. It's mesugul, it's an auspicious sugula to say it when a person has got a difficulty. She'yidar ney deloma acha hatzolosa. When a person has the salvation, that he should say it then me'atzor, etc., etc. Again, quoting the Rabbi Yehuda HaChosid. So, there are definitely sources to say that when a person is undergoing, is currently in an ace sorrow, that he should undertake to say Nishmas, and that is, seems to be a segula, tried and tested. Interestingly, Rav Aryeh Zev Ginsberg, who a well-known Rav in America, he was desperately ill during COVID, and he writes that his daughter and his wife undertook that whenever they heard when he was desperately ill and people were saying Tehillim for him, and people thought it was La'acha HaYiyush, and the wife and the daughter undertook that whenever they heard any positive news from the doctors, they would say Nishmas. And there's clearly that Baruch Hashem, he made a recovery. And anyway, he reports that. The question now, question number three is it only during an Esara, or is it also preventative? Now, Rav Gusman, the great Rosh Hashiva, Netzach Yisrael, formerly of the Dayan on the basin of Reb Chaim Oizer, he had a Masorah from Rav Shimon Shkop that saying Nishmas would help avoid the draft to the Polish army. And again, it's been quoted by the Stipler and the Bodom Chaim L'Chaim, Reb Chaim Kanievsky, a similar segula of sort of helping in various difficulties. Again, I have not found a clear source for this, for it being preventative. But like I said earlier, Rebbetzin Kanievsky was an incredibly special and holy woman and popularized it and encouraged others to say Nishmas, no doubt based on the Masorah of her husband and her father-in-law, that it does have some sort of preventative measure. But like I say, I have found no clear source for that. The sources that I have found suggest that it helps during an Esara to undertake to say Nishmas when they found the Hatzolah, when they find the salvation to it. This shir is something which is largely based on something which I heard from Rabbi Aryeh Leibowitz and also from the Sefer of Yisrael Besser on Nishmas. And Rabbi Aryeh Leibowitz mentioned that he discussed it with Rabbi Osher Weiss, and he asked him what his thoughts are about saying Nishmas as a sugula. And Rabbi Osher Weiss said, look, he feels that we have other more tried and tested, more authoritative sugulas. For example, He said, saying Tehillim. He said, better to say Tehillim for 40 days straight than to say Nishmas for 40 days straight. The Rambam, the Hilchos Tefillah and the Siyas Kapayim, Perek Zayin, Halach Yud Beis, he says, V'shibchu chachomim namishe kairiz zemiris misefa Tehillim, b'chol yom v'yom. Chazal prays the person who reads Tehillim every day, mitehillah ledavid at seif ha-seifa, which means from Ashrei until the end of the Halalukas, which is the last five kapitlach of Tehillim. V'kvam nagu likris psukim lifneim l'achareim v'tikme brachos u'lifneim azmiris azmiris v'hi baruch sh'amah v'yirkos l'achareim v'yishtabach. We've incorporated them in Pesukei Dezimra. So we're saying Tehillim every single day. Of course, we can say more, we can say over and above that, but certainly when we say Tehillim every day as part of our daily Pesukei Dezimra, we should have in mind that these are beautiful praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as the Rambam writes, the Chachamim praise those people who do undertake that. Rabbi Shawais continued and said that we have other segulas. Better than saying Shiras Hayom 40 times for Parnasa is to bench with Kavanah. Benching with Kavanah, we once had a share on this. It also has segulas for Parnasa, and there are sources for that. And for health issues, saying Asher Yotza with Kavona, again, is often quoted as being a segula for good health. So in summary, the origins of Nishmas is a very beautiful, wonderful tefillah, and we covered many aspects of that last week. But regarding saying Nishmas as a segula, well, there seems to be sources which suggest that it's better said not on a weekday and reserved specifically for Shabbos. Is there really a segula to say Nishmas? Absolutely. But the sources that I came across seem to suggest that it's a segula during an Esorah to undertake during Esorah to say it on the other side. Please God, there should be a Hatzolah. And again, I'm not taking anything away from those very holy people who do say Nishmas on a regular basis. But these are the sources and the information that I found on this topic. Thank you for listening. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.